speaking to reporters after presenting their petition to Supreme Court Chief Justice Chanrich Madut, lawyer Deng John Deng says the group of five constitutional lawyers will follow up with the petition this week.
The petition is against the government of the Republic of South Sudan with all his institutions, presidency, the legislature and the Council of Ministers. All these institutions, we petition them before the court because they extend the transitional government, and while they are mandated by the constitution to conduct the election in the country and not to extend the government for more than two times. This is why we are here. We petition the government and we requested the court to entertain our petition and then to order the government to declare this unconstitutional extension of the transitional period.
Peter Maler is a youth activist who has been closely following the 2018 peace agreement. He says several parties were involved in the extension and the lawyer's petition will die.
I believe that the current issues are happening, and of course we believe, through my experience, I know that the process of the extension has been predetermined. One is that there has been largely a lack of political will. We have also seen interference from the region, because you've seen how the extension was agreed upon by a number of institutions in the region to be pushed ahead, especially the Argemec.
But Deng says they'll have hope in the court and they'll unveil their plan if they fail to get justice.
The Supreme Court is a custodian of the national constitution and the constitution of the state. If there is any infringement or any violation to the provision of the constitution, the Supreme Court will be there to protect the right of the people of the Republic of South Sudan. We have confidence in our court. This is why we are here. We submit our petition before the Honorable Chief Justice, and we are trusting him that he will entertain our petition. And then after that, if the constitutional petition was entertained and determined by the court, we will decide what will happen next.
Peter says the move by the lawyers is a genuine approach to test the justice system.
I strongly believe and know that whatever much the lawyers could do, it is not going to reverse the process, but it is important into helping the people of South Sudan to start demanding and start being able to be prepared to challenge such situations that are forced on them.
On Friday, the Transitional National Legislative Assembly rapidly passed a measure to extend the transitional period. Over the weekend, the president signed and amended the 2011 transitional period by 2 years. Earlier this month, the presidency extended the transitional period but received criticism from politicians, civil society and international donors, especially the Troika nations. Britain, Norway and the United States called it a failure of the government to implement the peace agreement. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.